Welcome to Sleepy Eyes Minutes, where the babble never ends.
Welcome to Sleepy Eyes Knits, where the babbling never ends. And fortunately for you, I've had some chocolate and I'm ready to go. This week's podcast was sponsored by Serenity Yarns. Gorgeous hand-painted yarns, handmade needles, amazing stitch markers, and knitting bags. You can find Serenity Yarns at serenityboutique.etsy.com. Go to your happy place. And by One Planet Yarn and Fiber, a unique global marketplace featuring fantastic yarn, fibers, spindles, and patterns created by talented fiber artisans. Check out this website at oneplanetyarnandfiber.com. And by Mystical Vibes, home of the fantastic, whimsical, and adorable soy candles, tarts, and wax-tip bears created by Danielle Martin. Visit her online store and center the month candles at mysticalvibes.com. This month's scent is Christmas Splendor, a mix of cinnamon and spice. Yummy! This week's episode is called Holiday Giftastic. Only three or so more weeks until the holidays are upon us, and we all know what that means. That's right, frantic gift knitting. Oh yes, this episode is chock full of great gift ideas, updates on my crazy knitting projects, three yarn story views, a joke, some great holiday songs, and the winner of my Sleepy Eyes Needs Wove 2 contest. So grab your knitting, your nip of choice, and let's go.
My week project.
We'll start off this segment with a joke to get us in the knitting mood. This joke was suggested by a faithful listener, Melody. Here it goes. A highway patrolman pulled alongside a speeding car on the freeway. Glancing at the car, he was astounded to see that the woman behind the wheel was knitting. Realizing that she was oblivious to his flashing lights and siren, the trooper cranked down his window, turned on his blowhorn, and yelled, "Pull over!" "No!" the woman yelled back. "It's a scarf!" That was hilarious. You might have already heard that before, but if so, just laugh anyway. The past 2 weeks have been utterly and completely mad. Not only was I knitting frantically, but I was also trying to get ready for our Thanksgiving trip to Vermont and clean the house for a visit from my in-laws. I was planning on having Tim's raglan sweater, like Ian's, done by Thanksgiving, so he could show it off in Vermont, but I got totally sidetracked with making the doll. At Grandview, I'd picked up two Cottage Creation pattern booklets, Sven Scandinavian and also Bridget and Patty dolls. These patterns are amazing. Listen to this. You knit the dolls in the round on double-pointed needles, from head to toe. Practically no sewing up at all, and the dolls end up looking like they have the cutest little clothes on. Okay, maybe I'm getting a little bit more excited about this than is warranted, but I'm a sucker for adorable dolls, and I had this urge to make one. The Bridget doll, who I renamed Molly McArdle. I placed a small order from the ever-awesome Knit Picks. This pattern called for good worsted weight wool, and I decided to use the wool of the Andes, which is not only worsted, but very inexpensive, and it also has a super selection of colors. I think they have even heathers now, too. I found 7 that I liked and placed an order. If you decide to make one yourself, which I know you will because they're so much fun, I would advise that you decide the colors you need first, then make a list and make sure you get a skein for each one. One for the sweater, the lips, the hair, skin, skirt, shoes, socks, and etc. This made things much easier for me when I was placing my order. Once I started knitting this doll, I just couldn't stop. I knit her constantly, and being only a bit bigger than a sock or a hat project, she was easy to tote around. I felt slightly guilty stuffing her into my bag, feeling she was looking at me scornfully as I shoved her head down deeper into the bag to get it closed. But hey, I have to work with what I had for a bag, right? At least it wasn't a grocery bag. Jackie's bags are quality stuff. And cute, too. Okay, where was I? Oh yeah, I think I was finished in 2 or 3 days. Days when I could have been knitting on the GTS, or Green Tim sweater. I actually finished the doll itself before we left on Wednesday, but I only had time to knit up the beret on Thanksgiving night, so it took me a little more than 3 days. She is so cute. She has a forest heather cable sweater and matching cable socks, coal black booties and beret, an almost authentic green, blue, and red plaid skirt. And get this, fuchsia pink bloomers. I'll have a pic on my blog so you can see her in person. The pattern booklet is so charming. It has a little story behind each doll and gives you a list of girl, boy, and last names so you can rename your doll whatever you like. Making this doll was like the Christmas I got my very first Cabbage Patch doll, but better because I made it myself. Okay, let's take a little break and get in the mood for the holidays. I'll grab a drink and you can listen to this holiday song from Bubble called Christmas Here on Mars. Get up and dance, knitters! Wow. New stuff. This week's new stuff is not actual stuff, but yarn stores that I visited in the past 2 weeks. 3 of them, in fact. One just opened up about an hour away from me in Plaistow, New Hampshire, and the other 2 are stores I visited during the week of Thanksgiving. One is the New England Fiber Arts Studio, or is it Center? And the other is Kaleidoscope Yarns, both in Upper State Vermont. The first store I visited was called Knit Pickings in Plaistow, New Hampshire. It's about 50 minutes or so from my house, and the traffic that day was complete frustration. I was meeting Jackie, hellojackie.blogspot.com. We decided to meet there and check the place out. The store itself is in a shopping plaza off of a main route, and getting in and out was difficult. Luckily, the sign was easy to spot, and there were lots of parking spaces. Walking in, I could see what a great effort the owner and her daughters had made in making the place look attractive. Nice layout, bookshelves with great books, and a cute print on the wall of yarn and needles, which I later found out was a puzzle you could put together. How fun. The yarn was all quality stuff. No Lion Brand or acrylic in sight. Not that those yarns are bad or anything. Just not what I look for in a store. I know, I'm a yarn snob. Skeins of Debbie Bliss, Noro, Cherry Tree Hill, Cascade, Rowan, and some Super Sock yarns. Pretty much every Cherry Tree Hill Super Sock colorway, lots of Trekking, Osterman Step, and others that I was drooling over. At the counter, there were pretty notions and a wall full of needles, including Addy Turbos. The adjoining wall held a fantastic selection of knitting bags, most of which were out of my price range, but ones that I dream of having one day. All in all, I'd like to give this store a rating of 4 out of 5 chocolate kisses. For a new store, I was totally impressed. Everyone was helpful, yarns and bags I loved, and a nice arrangement. The only things that made the shopping less enjoyable was the difficulty leaving the parking lot, which I can't blame the store for, and the wish that the store had been a little bit more cozy, with a table and chairs to sit at, so I could peruse the patterns, books, and maybe sit and knit a bit. Definitely worth the trip if you're in the area, though. The second store I visited since the last podcast was the Northeast Fiber Arts Center, in Williston, Vermont, which coincidentally was at the end of the street that Ann's grandparents live on, which we were there for Thanksgiving. It was awesome. This store was my favorite, really my favorite of the three. It didn't have a fancy sign and wasn't in a fancy building, but in a tiny shopping plaza that you might think an auto parts store might be in. But don't let this fool you. The owner calls her shop the Candy Store for Knitters, and boy do I agree. As soon as I walked in, I was like, ooh, I was squealing everywhere. The owner greeted me right away, and I felt at home, but also excited. The store is arranged more vertically than horizontally, with cubbies stacked on top of one another, and the sections arranged by weight of yarn. Also on the very right-hand wall is hand-dyed and hand-spun yarn, and some very pretty colors created by the NEFA Center itself. Nice stuff. I was impressed with the luxury yarn section, also on the same wall, which is where I usually go first. Buffalo gold yarn, angora, cashmere, muskox, and others. Oh, yarngasm heaven. There was also a section of plant-type fibers with beautiful linens, cottons, and I was unsure of what they were, yarns, from Habu Textiles. You almost never see these in yarn stores. It was a treat to touch them and see them up close. The store had pretty much every single yarn that I desire, and their sock section was extensive, too. I bought 2 skeins of Cotton Candy Trekking and 1 online Fair Isle type in crayon colors. Patterns she had were oldies but goodies, and also modern funky ones, and they were on the left side of the store, and also the novelty yarns, which were artfully and creatively arranged so that a sample skein of the yarn was on a peg in front of the cubby it was in, which made them much easier to find. What made this store my favorite was the back section. If you make your way down the aisles, you will find a whole weaving, dyeing, felting, and spinning section. Oh my God. Some spinning wheels and equipment, smaller looms, felting tools, fiber preparation books, bobbins, and fiber. I squealed a lot over the fiber. I could have easily spent hours there. Merino and silk, angora, cashmere, everything. And the colorways would totally knock your socks off. I finally settled on 2 small balls of merino tencel in white, pink, baby blue, and 1 Chasing Rainbows Marina Tussa Silk roving in the Moonstone colorway. Oh, and I also got 2 packages of silk hankies. One is in a deep, gorgeous purple and pink, and the other in a ruby red. The owner even took the time to show me how to prepare the silk hanky fibers, which I thought was nice. So, it's no surprise that I give this store 5 out of 5 chocolate kisses. Yummy! You can check them out at northeastfiberarts.com. Did I mention that there was a class schedule of about 25 classes also available? They included knitting, spinning, crocheting, felting, and beginner weaving. Whoa. The last store I visited was Kaleidoscope Yarns in Essex Junction, Vermont, only about 10 minutes from the other shop. Now, I have kind of a bad attitude about this shop. It's pretty much unwarranted. Well, kind of. I won't go into that right now, though. Most people I know are truly like this shop, and I can see why. It has rooms of wonderful yarn, terrific knitting bags, including the Lexi Barn ones that I covet, and needles and notions galore. I spent some time in there moving from room to room, but instead of feeling impressed and excited, I felt slightly bored and uninspired. Was it because the two yarns I came to buy they didn't carry? Noro Kirion and Crystal Palace Cotton Chenille? Or was it the feeling of claustrophobia I felt in the small room with so many other customers? Or was it just my prejudice of my last experience that I couldn't overcome? Who knows? I did end up buying a skein of Monos Cotton Stria in a luscious waterfall blue variegated colorway and some little notions, but that's all. I kind of had the same feeling when visiting Pattern Works in Center Harbor, New Hampshire. No warmth, no coziness, or electric, I must buy everything, which is the feeling I usually get at most yarn stores. I hear that the Kaleidoscope Yarn online store is every bit as extensive as the real store, and many knitters I know just shop online and not in the store, much like they do with Pattern Works. So, I hate to say it, but I have to give the store a 3 out of 5 chocolate kisses. It may be a favorite of many in the Vermont and New Hampshire areas, but I like the NEFA Center much better. So, right now, my mouth is exhausted, and I must take a break. Listen to some more crazy, kooky holiday music while I massage my jaw.
Frosty morning sunrise, leaves are gonna fall. Holidays are coming, this turkey's feeling small. My mother told the story of how Grandma was whacked. She crept into the kitchen and saw her on a rack. Feathers plucked off full of stuff, she was lying in the buff. Worst of all, no head was looking back. Why can't everyone have ham for the holidays? Why can't everyone have pork with their pies? Guess I'll never know. Guess I'll never grow. Guess I should learn how to fly. I wake up to the laughter from the old pig pen. He knows it's me they're after. He's teasing me again. Isn't pork the other white meat I recall? Now the pig is silent in his stall. Heard for some their savior in religion. In India, the cow is a sacred beast. My faith is low, I'm feeling fat. Look silly in this pilgrim hat. No Hindu's gonna save me from this beast. Why can't everyone have ham for the holidays? I should learn how to fly. Why can't life be like a Christmas story? I'd sing fa-ra-ra-ra-ra and be in luck. Then I'd only model for the pictures, 'cause they would all be drooling at the dark. But life is never just like in the movies. I've been getting overfed for days. I'm plucking out my feathers in a frenzy. Why is it Jews don't eat pork anyway? Last Last night the barn fell silent. I've wondered what was wrong. So like my mom before me, I'll sneak into their home. Feathers shaken, chances taken. Why do I think I smell bacon? Oh my God, the pig is in the stove. I guess some people do have ham for the holidays. I guess some people do have pork with their pies. Sure, pigs are cleaner and they're smarter. Much I know, I guess this year I'll grow. Next year I'll learn how to fly.
That was Cookie Cutter Girl with Ham for the Holidays. Ready for a yarngasm?
Yarngasm. Yarngasm.
My yarngasm for this week is Yarn Botanica's Merino Tencel Fingering Weight and Superwash Merino Sport Weight Yarn. I got 3 gorgeous skeins of yarn in the mail a couple of weeks ago. Duh. The sport weight is called Blue Moon in many shades of blue and white and is very soft and beautiful. The fingering weight yarns came in the colorways Rum Raisin and Organic Greens. Both are shiny, soft, and radiant. But the organic greens is my favorite. It reminds me of sitting by the water with my feet in the grass and the clover. So cool and nice. Unfortunately, the pictures that I took for the blog truly do not do the yarn justice. These yarns are amazing, and you have to see them in person to really appreciate the quality. I'm excited to say that I'll be using all 3 of these yarns in new patterns I'm designing for Yarn Botanica and One Planet Yarn and Fiber. The Merino Tencel are going to be lace, but I'm not going to tell you in what form. It's a surprise. The only thing I will say is that I'm naming the design after one of my closest friends. She gave me the idea and is going to model the finished object for me. The Blue Moon yarn will be a really super table runner. I have some preliminary designs on paper, but I need to knit them up and see how they'll come out on the needles. These 2 designs I'm hoping to work on more intensely after the holidays are over. Right now, I'm speed knitting for holiday gifts, and I've had absolutely no time to give them any real attention. You can find some of this gorgeous stuff at yarnbotanica.etsy.com, oneplanetyarnandfiber.com, and kpixie.com.
Oh, crap. Oh, friggin' crap. Knitting. Oh, friggin' crap. Knitting. Oh.
Amazingly, this week, I had no friggin' knitting. Okay, it's some sort of weird travesty of the knitting world. I mean, how is this possible? Was it because I was snorting that red pepper fiery scream until it stops burning spray from my sinuses, or what? Did the rash I got from the spray go directly to my brain? Who knows? So I decided to use this section for gift ideas. Oh, baby. Gift idea number 1. Mystical Vibes, one of my sponsors, has come out with a new item. Yarn balls. Okay, it's not what you're thinking, so get your mind out of the gutter. I'm not sure if she has them listed in her online store yet, but I've seen them, and they are fabulous. These aren't candles, but balls of yarn dipped in wax that is scented. So you pretty much use them as decoration and potpourri. They cost $6 each, a steal in my opinion. You can make a nice centerpiece for less than $20, and it would last a good long time. I'm dying to get me some of them in colors that match my kitchen. Wouldn't they look great on your kitchen counter or dining room table? I think you can even pick your own scent and yarn color as well. I think it's using acrylic yarn, so don't worry, we're not dipping our Cashmerino Aran in wax. Alright, so check out their website at mysticalvibes.com. Gift idea number 2. Yarn, needle, stitch markers, and sock kits from Serenity Yarns. Heather, another one of my sponsors, is not only a wonderful friend, but so talented that I sometimes want to choke her. No, only kidding. Sorry, Heather. She has amazing sock kits that include hand-painted sock yarn, a hand-sewn sock bag, handmade DPN needles, and adorable stitch markers. The current one in her Etsy store is called Fashion Conscious Sock Kit. And oh, it's amazing, with little high-heeled stitch markers in a bag to match. You can go crazy shopping at serenityboutique.etsy.com. Gift idea number 3. Nicole of lapdogcreations.blogspot.com sent me a terrific idea. This is what she wrote. Take a small fake Christmas tree and use a gorgeous skein of hand-dyed yarn to decorate it as garland, some handmade stitch markers for ornaments, and maybe poke in a set of DPNs through the branches or something. Maybe even use some other notions to decorate as well, some stitch holders, cable needle, tape measure, etc. Basically, a little Christmas gift all in one for that funky knitter on your list. If that person was making them really good, they could even take a copy of a pattern and fold it in a star origami style for the top. Holy crap. Okay, you can't get better than this for a gift. If someone has the time and energy to buy and make me a gift like that, I would be their yarn slave forever. Yes, master, we'll knit you a sweater on size 1 needles right away. All right, I'm so crazy. Nicole is also the winner of my Sleepy Eyes Needs Wove 2 contest, and I thank her wholeheartedly for the amazing amount of suggestions, comments, and votes she sent out for my blog and podcast. I'll be nothing without you, baby. Hope you like the package o' yarn, and we'll be excited to see what you make with it. Gift idea number 4. Here are some knitting books that I own, or I want, and I totally recommend. Hand Knit Holidays, Knit Christmas Stockings, Holiday Knitting, and my ultimate favorite, Last Minute Knitted Gifts, which is written by Joelle Hoverson, owner of the fantastic online store, PearlSoho.com, where I visit and drool over the yarn almost every single day. I seriously visit there all the time. Do you know that they sell cute as hell fabrics now, too? I guess quilting is becoming the rage now. I'm not sure. Gift idea number 5. Check out the Fetching Mitts. See Jackie's blog at hellojackie.blogspot.com to see the gorgeous mitts that she knit from knitty.com. Not only did she knit these up lickety-quick fast, but she used a cashmere merino blend yarn instead of the Debbie Bliss cashmere merino that was on sale and made the whole pair for a great price. I just love the mini cables at the wrist. And for our last gift idea, which is not at all knitting related, but a great gift for your teenage boy or girl who is into computer games, and it's also a plug for my own son, Tim. It's the Wiz and Mope The Hunters. It's a platform video game created by my 13-year-old son, Tim. Its main characters are Wiz and Mope, two brothers who are also in the shape of tennis balls. One is a scientist and the other is an idiot prankster. The object of the game is to stop the hunters from rebuilding the evil robot, Cyberworm. It's becoming very popular among the 8th grade crowd. You can get a signed autograph copy of a photograph of Wiz and Mope, the game CD, and a secret cheats codebook for only $10. His website will be up and running soon at drx.yogagardennh.com. Now, hopefully you've gotten some good ideas of what you want to buy, create, or knit for the important people in your life. If you come up with any other ideas before the holiday season is over, send me an email. Let me ask you a question. What do Christmas and Harry Potter have in common? The answer to that question is in this song by Joel Kobieschke.
Have yourself a merry Harry Potter Christmas. You know, Santa Claus is just like Dumbledore, not like Voldemort. I hope your Christmas is truly magic. May your stockings be filled. I hope nothing happens that's tragic, like having your parents get killed. So have yourself a merry Harry Potter Christmas. Hermione and Ron will both be here to help you spread the Christmas cheer. You'll eat every single chocolate frog and have Hagrid over for eggnog. I hope you get the coolest toy and you don't see even one Malfoy. If you find your spirits are still low, just decorate the Whomping Willow and have yourself a merry Harry Potter Christmas. You know, Santa Claus is just like Dumbledore, not like Voldemort.
be merry and bright with enchanted jingle bells. I hope there's no dementors to fight and no unforgivable spells. So have yourself a merry Harry Potter Christmas. At Hogwarts School it's Christmas time and you're still stuck in Privet Drive. Think happy thoughts like a Quidditch match that your team won on your Snitch catch. And things are gonna be alright, cause maybe soon some silent night you'll find yourself alone with Joe under the mistletoe. Oh, having yourself a merry Harry Potter Christmas. You know Santa Claus looks just like Dumbledore, not like Voldemort. I hope your Christmas is truly magic. May your stockings be filled. I hope nothing happens that's tragic, like having your parents get killed. So have yourself a merry Harry Potter Christmas. I hope every wizard and witch goes out Christmas caroling. May your life be rich, rich as J.K. Rowling.
If you have any new ideas, suggestions, jokes, or comments that you'd like to share, email me, gina@yogagardennh.com, and we'll see what we can do to get your ideas on the podcast. You can find all pictures, links, and related podcast information on my super terrific rockin' blog, sleepyeyesknitting.blogspot.com. Please also take the time to visit my website at yogagardennh.com. If you're interested in a hard copy of any one of my podcasts, send me an email and I'll get one right out to you. Email me whenever you like at gina@yogagardennh.com. I would love to hear from you. This week's music was provided by the Pod Show PodSafe Network. Check them out at music.podshow.com. Sadly, it's now the end of the podcast. Another 30 minutes or so spent listening to my knitting babble and possibly getting drunk. Hopefully you spent it well by being cozy, warm, and slightly amused. Maybe you even got some knitting or some spinning done. Many thanks to Nicole, Jackie, Heidi, Kimberly, and Laura for their comments on my blog the past 2 weeks. Love hearing your comments. Huge thanks to everyone who participated in my podcast contest and spent time commenting and voting for me on various podcast websites. You don't know how much I appreciate it. Thanks also to Lime and Violet, who mentioned me on their podcast a week or two ago. They have some serious energy, don't they? What a fun podcast. Before you go, you can listen to this funky holiday music by Charlie Crow called Joy Kinda Holiday-ish. I will leave you with the sage advice of my 4-year-old. Yarn. Get yarn. Enough said. Happy knitting, guys, and see you next time.
That's the end.